欢迎每一位在座的，也欢迎每一个在网上参加的。
The subject for my sharing continues to be putting on Christ.
今天我分享的题目是持续的，再一次讲到披戴基督。
Today we will learn how to put on Christ by taking Christ as our person to live a normal Christian life, a normal family life.And a normal church life.
那今天我要跟大家一起来学习如何以接受基督成为我们的个人来披戴基督，并借此活出一个正常的基督徒生活，一个正常的家庭生活和一个正常的教会生活。
Eliot very profoundly stated, Christ only can live Christ's life.
那刚才伊勒弟兄在代诗的时候已经跟我们提到，只有基督能够活出基督自己的生命。
Last Sunday, our brother opened his message with a statement, natural man cannot consecrate.
那上一周的时候，弟兄在开始的时候就讲过这样一句话，一个天然的人是不可能奉献的。
Likewise, natural man cannot take Christ.As his person.
那同样的，一个天然的人是不可能接受基督成为我们的个人。
It's a new man who takes Christ as his person.
只有新人能够接受基督成为我们的个人。
Christ is the person of the new man.
那基督就是这个新人里面的那个个人。
What does this statement, Christ is the person of the new man, exactly mean?
那基督是这个新人里的个人，他里面真正的意思是什么呢
？We will learn this today.
今天我们一起来学习。
Let us now read two verses together.
现在我们来一起读两处的章节。
Romans 13:14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfil the lust thereof. Let's continue to read together Ephesians 4:24, and that ye put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. We learned in the past the definition of Christian life as not I but Christ according to Watchman Nee's book The Normal Christian Life which he based upon Galatians 2:20.
以前我们曾经学习到是从尼弟兄尼特生弟兄的一本书叫做正常的基督徒生活里面学到关于基督徒生活的定义，就是不再是我乃是基督。那这个定义弟兄是从加勒太书的2:20来根据而来的。
We then divided the definition into 4 practicable terms.
而且我们把这个定义分成四个实用的条款。
Number one, putting off the flesh,or the old man.
那第一就是脱去肉体这个旧人。
Number two, putting on Christ or the new man.
第二点就是穿戴基督是新人。
Number three, living Christ.
第三点是活出基督。
Number four, magnifying Christ.
第四就是彰显基督。
The real growth in Christian life is to let Christ be magnified in and through our lives.
那基督徒生命真正的成长呢，就是让基督的在我们里面的生命里面，还有借着我们的生命来彰显。
We cannot magnify Christ without living Christ.
如果我们不活出基督的话，是不可能彰显基督的。
We cannot live Christ without putting on Christ.
那我们不来披戴基督的话，也不可能来活出基督。
And we cannot put on Christ without putting off the old man.
那如果我们不脱去旧人的话，也不可能来披戴基督。
So living a Christian life begins with putting off the old man.
所以如果要活一个基督徒的生活的话，是开始于脱下旧人。
Theoretically speaking, putting off the old man is a one-time process.
那在道理上来讲。脱去旧人是一次而成就的一件事。
But practically speaking, it is not so.
但实际上却不是这样。
It's actually a constant putting on of Christ is what ultimately puts off the old man.
实际上是我们持续的来穿戴基督，然后在同时的时候也脱去这个旧人。
Therefore, putting on Christ is complementary to putting off the old man.
所以当我们披戴基督的同时，与这个脱去旧人是互补的。
So, putting off the old man and putting on Christ the new man is a constant process in our daily life.
所以在我们每日的生活里面，这个脱去旧人还有披戴基督是持续不断的一件过程。
Understanding of these two persons, the old man and the new man,within us is vital in living a Christian life.
能够意识到明白在我们里面有两个人，一个旧人一个新人，对活出一个基督徒生活的话是必不可少的。
Before we were saved, we lived in our soul, meaning our soul contained our life and our person.
那在我们得救之前我们是活在自己的魂里，这个就是代表在我们的魂里它存在着我们的生命和我们这个个人。
At that time, both the spirit and our body were organs in the hands of a person in the soul.
那在那个时候，我们的灵跟我们的身体都是在这个在魂里的人的手里的工具。
Our body
是器官。
Our bodywas an outer organ, and our spirit was a deadened inner organ.
那我们的身体是外面的器官，而这个灵呢是里面的却死掉的器官。
With regeneration, Christ entered into our spirit as life and our person.
那当我们重生的时候，基督进到我们的灵里，就成为了我们的生命，也成为我们的个人。
As a result,The spirit of ours, the deadened organ, is no longer an organ, but a person.
所以这个时候，我们那个灵就不再是一个死去的器官，而成了一个活的人。
Now there are two persons within us.
这个时候，在我们里面就有两个人了。
One in the soul called the old man who was our in charge.And the other in the spirit called the new man who wants to be our in charge.
一个呢是在我们魂里的旧人，他是在那里负责一切的。那同时也在我们的灵里有一个人，这个是新人，他要来对我们负责。
There is now a conflict within us between the person in the spirit and the person in the soul.
这个时候在我们里面，那个魂里的人跟在灵里的人就起了冲突。
Understanding of these two persons within us is vital because a Christian might be mimicking putting on of Christ, which is his person in the soul, the old man.
那明白这个两个人这件事情对我们非常的必不可少，因为很多时候我们会试着以这个魂里的人来模仿来披戴基督。
This is a dangerous practice in Christian life.
这在基督徒的生命里面是一个非常危险的事。
What one first of all has to do is take the new man in the spirit and let this person disengage or unemploy the old man.The person in the soul and occupy the faculties of the soul.
那我们首先要做到的就是接受灵里的这个新人成为我们的个人，然后让这个新人脱离魂里的旧人，或者让他去失业，然后呢来占据魂的各样的功用。
This is what is called counting ourselves the old manTo be dead according to Romans 6:11.
这个就是在罗马书六章十一节里面讲到的，就是要算我们的旧人是死的。
Then the new man does the work of living and putting on Christ.
那这个时候，这个新人就来活出一个活的生命，而且来披戴基督。
When we take the new man as a person.
当我们
What happens in our Christian life is that the new man would gradually occupy and use the faculties of the soul and become in charge there and live there.
当我们接受新人成为我们个人的时候，所要发生的就是新人会逐渐的来占据并且使用魂的各样功用，而且呢，成为在那里负责的，并且活在其中。
Our soul now, instead of acting as a person, it would act as an organ in the hands of our new man.
那这个时候，这个我们的魂呢，就不再作为一个个人来动作，而是作为一个器官在新人的手中来动作。
We learned in the past that putting off the flesh.Or the old man was putting to death the practices of the body.
在从前我们曾经学习到，就是脱去肉体，这个旧人呢，就是致死身体里面的恶行。
Those include moral and immoral, good and bad, and right and wrong practices.
那这些行为包括有道德的、不道德的，包括好的、恶的，甚至对的和错的行为。
Also, we learned that putting on Christ was.Expressing Christ in and through our lives.
而且我们学习到，在我们的生命里面来替代基督呢，就是借着我们的生命来彰显基督。
That is manifesting the characteristics of Christ as the result of having resurrected Christ within us.
就是说，当这个复活的基督在我们里面的时候，就结出果子。这个果子呢，会彰显基督的性情。
In other words, putting on Christ means Christ is our inward content and also our outward expression.
那换一句话来说，披戴基督呢，就说他基督既是我们里面的内容，也是我们外面的彰显。
We have Christ both within and without.
所以我们现在有基督在我们的里面，也在我们的外面。
Putting off the flesh and putting on Christ.Are to be experienced within us subjectively and expressed without objectively.
那脱去肉体和披戴基督对我们来讲呢，应当是在我们里面主观的来经历，也在我们外面客观的来彰显。
What is subjective and what is objective?
那什么是主观，什么是客观？
The difference between subjective and objective briefly is this.
那主观客观他们的区别简单的来讲是这样的。
Subjective means our perception and appreciation within our inside which others cannot perceive or appreciate.
主观是说我们的感受，我们的这个赞赏的是其他人不能，是在我们里面，而其他人他们不能同时来感受和赞赏的。
Objective means observable,perceivable and appreciable by others.
而客观的意思是说可以被人观察到，可以被人感受到，这是在外面的，可以被人来赞赏的。
That's why we have been commanded to put on Christ so that the expressed characteristics may be observed, perceived and appreciated by others such that others are impacted by our putting on Christ.
所以我们接受了这样一个命令，就是披戴基督。那这样的话，我们可以被别人观察到、感受到，并且赞赏，因为我们里面有了基督这个性情的彰显，而且因着这个披戴基督，让他人受到我们的影响。
How is our putting on Christ?
那我们是怎样披戴基督的呢？
Is it matching with the life of Christ within us?
在我们里面的生命与基督是相配的吗？
People are having hard time to recognize us as Christians.
人们总是很难认出我们是基督徒来。
I'll give you an example.
我要给大家一个例子。
A father told his son, Son, your hair is too long.
如果一个父亲对儿子说，儿子啊，你的头发太长了。
The son responded, Dad, Jesus was having long hair.
那这个儿子就跟爸爸讲说，父亲呢，基督的那个头发是很长的。
Then the father said, "But son, you are not Jesus."
但这个父亲的回应一定是，但是儿子，你不是基督。
Now let us look into a positive example.
那现在我们看一个正面的例子。
A patient in the hospital told the nurse, "You are Jesus to me."
就是一个病人在医院里面对着这个医生说，对我而言，你就是耶稣。
This is putting on Jesus Christ.
这个就是披戴耶稣基督。
Putting on Christ is subject to inward and object to outward.
所以披戴基督，它既是里面的主观，也是外面的客观。
Subjectively, we appreciate Christ inside us, and objectively, that Christ is appreciated by others by our outward expression.
在主观里面，我们来感受、来赞赏基督的生命；在外面，人也可以看到我们里面这个基督生命的彰显，而因此来感受到，也来赞赏。
Baptism.Is another example to understand the difference between subjective and objective.
那受浸是另外一个例子，讲到主观跟客观的区别。
Being baptized into Christ by the Holy Spirit is subjective, which is perceivable and appreciable by the baptized person.
那凭着圣灵受浸归入基督这件事情。是主观的，因为受浸的人他里面感受了这件事情，而且赞赏这件事情。
Whereas being baptized into water in the public testimony is objective, which is observed, perceived, and appreciated by others.
但同时呢，在水中受浸这个公开的见证，是让他人被观察到、感受到，而且也能来赞赏的。
If one says, "I'm a Christian."That's subjective.
如果一个人说我是基督徒，这是一件主观的事。
We cannot know that he is a Christian.
我们并不知道他是不是真的是基督徒。
Only God knows what he says.
只有神知道他讲的是什么。
But if one bears the fruit as a result of Christ within, by that fruit he can be known that he is a Christian.
但如果一个人因为基督在他里面而结出果子的话，那凭着这个果子，我们就可以认出他是基督徒。
This bearing of the fruit is putting on Christ, manifesting the characteristics of Christ.
那这个结果子就是披戴基督，在外面来彰显基督的性情。
A normal or spiritual Christian life is taking Christ as our person within.And putting him on us without.
那一个正常的或者说属灵的基督徒生活呢，就是在里面接受基督成为我们的个人，而在外面呢，我们来披戴基督。
We are familiar that Christ within us is life, law, which is the law of spirit of life and power.
在我们里面，我们应该很熟悉基督是我们生命这件事情。它是我们的生命，也是我们里面的律，也是我们里面那个大能，是生命和大能的律。
Beyond that, it is important to know that Christ within us is a person.
那在此之外，我们还需要很重要的知道的，就是基督在我们里面，他是一个人。
At the time of our regeneration, Christ comes into us, into our spirit as life, law.Power and most importantly, as a person.
所以，当我们重生的时候，基督进到我们里面来，他在我们的灵里面成为生命，成为那律，成为那个大能。但最重要的是，他成为那一个人。
Today we will only dwell on the matter of Christ within us as our person.
所以，今天我们单单的停留在基督在我们里面成为一个人这件事情上。
What is a person?
那什么是一个人呢
？Generally speaking, a person has life, law, which is a law of life, power, and a personhood.
总括的来讲，一个人呢，他是有生命的，有律的，而这个律就是生命的律，而且他是有能力的，还有他有人格。
Human being is a person.
所以人类是一个人。
An animal is not a person.
而一个动物它不是一个人。
Animals do not have prerequisites to be called persons like human beings.
因为动物从这个先决条件来讲，就不能像人类一样被称为人。
A tree has a life.
一棵树是有生命。
Sorry, a tree has life, law, which is a law of life and power, but no personhood, and therefore is not a person.
一棵树的话，它是有生命的，有律就是生命的律，它也有能力，但是它却没有人格，所以它不能被称为一个人。
Our God is a person.
我们的神他是一个人。
He is personal to us.
他对我们来讲也是个人的。
He is not impersonal.
他不是非人的，就是没有人情的。
When we say God is a person, we do not mean that he is a human being.
我们讲到神是一个人，并不是说他是一个人类那样的人。
We mean that he possesses mind, will, emotions, personality, rationality, self-awareness, etc.
我们讲到的是他拥有思想，拥有意志，拥有感情，拥有他的个性，也有他的理性，还有他的自我意识。
Bible is very clear that God possesses all the above.
在圣经里面讲得非常清楚，神他拥有上面提到的这一切。
So,God is a person and has a personhood.
所以神他是一个人，他有他的人格。
Man is created in the image of God, and therefore man has a personhood.
那我们人是照着神的形象被造的，所以我们也有人格。
God is also spirit and has created spirit in man.
而且神是灵，他也把灵创造在人的里面。
So God's spirit.And personhood are compatible with that of man. That's why man can unite with man and live in man.
所以呢，神的灵是与我他的人格和灵和人格是与我们的灵和人格是相配的。这是神为什么能够可以与我们联合，并且住在人的里面。
In our lives, God may be present within us as a person, but He may be just sitting.In our living room, are not really living or dwelling there.
那在我们的生命里面，神作为一个人，但是呢，他很可能只是坐在我们生命的客厅的里面，而不是住在这个家里面。
He may not be allowed to get into every room of ours.
他也许并不允许进入我们的每一个房间。
He may not be the head.
他也许并不是头。
He may not be consulted in every matter.
他也不在凡事上被我们来求问。
He may be life, law, power, and even a person, but having no freedom and authority.
也许他在我们里面确实是生命，是律，是能力，也是一个人，但是却没有自由，也没有权柄。
Our self is the head and authority.
因为我们自己却是我们的权柄，我们的头。
The best illustration would be this to understand God as our person.
也许下面这个图画能够让我们更清楚地明白神是怎样成为一个人。
Let us say that a woman wants to move a big piece of furniture from one room to another in order to rearrange the house.
让我们来看，如果有一个女子呢？他要来搬一些很重的家具，为着要重新布置房间的话。
She can do it in several ways, but we will look into only two ways and compare them to learn a spiritual lesson.
那他可以用很多的方式来做，但我们只提两种。从这两种方式的对比，我们来学一个属灵的功课。
One is she can use a robot mover.
第一个，他可以使用一个搬运的机器人。
Robot has power.But no life or personhood.
这个机器人呢，它有能力，但却没有生命，也没有人格。
So robot cannot help her in decision making how to rearrange the house.
所以机器人是不能在重新布置房间这件事上，帮这个女子来做任何决定的。
Robot is simply a tool in her hands that she can use it to move that big piece of furniture.
这个机器人只是在这个女子手中可以被使用的工具，来搬运很重的家具。
Two is she can use her husband.
那第二个方法就是她可以来使用她的丈夫。
The husband has life, power, and he's a person too.
她的丈夫有生命，有能力，而且他也是一个人。
She has at least two additional dimensions at her disposal in using her husband compared to using robot. One is life and the other is his personhood.
所以呢，她的丈夫与机器人相比的话，起码让这个女子她有两重更多的维度可以来使用。一个呢就是生命，一个就是人格。
She can consult him, and he can help her in decision making, how to rearrange the house, which was not possible in case of using robot.
那这个女子可以来询问她的丈夫，她的丈夫也可以帮助她在这个房间布置上做决定，而在同时呢，这个机器人是不可能这样来帮助她的。
All the decisions that she makes related to moving the furniture, however, should be based upon her being one with her husband and upon taking him as her person.
但同时的时候，她在这个搬动家具这个所有的决定上面，应该首先是与丈夫合一，那其次呢，就是让她的丈夫成为她的个人。
If the woman was single, the scenario would be different.
那如果这个女子是单身的话，那我们就要有一个不同的设想了。
She could sleep early or late.Or with the lights on or off.
所以她可以早睡也可以晚睡，这个灯是开或者关。
And she could move the furniture to any room she wanted to, and use any means she wanted to by her own decision.
她可以把这个家具搬到任何一个房间，用任何一个方式，只要是她想要做的，都是她自己的决定。
She could do anything she wanted to in any way.
她可以做任何的事，用任何的方式，只要她想。
In her living as single, she takes herself as her person.
在她单身的这个生活里面，她的自己就是她这个人。
It is an independent life.
她活的是一个独立的生活。
Once the woman gets married, she is no longer her own person.
但当一个女子结婚之后，她就不再是自己的人了。
Her husband becomes her person because the two become one under the headship of her husband.
因为她的丈夫成了她的个人，因为两个人是成为一了，而且是在丈夫为首的这个下面成为一。
This is the significance behind head covering.
这就是蒙头后面的意义。
That's why we see the head of the man at the wedding exposed and that of the woman veiled.
这就是为什么在婚礼的时候我们看到男人的丈夫的头是没有遮盖的，但是这个新娘那个女子的头却是有遮盖的。
By this, the woman declares that she would come under the subjection of husband by veiling, and the man declares to represent Christ, and therefore he unveils his head.
那这里面这个女子借着蒙头就宣告她将顺服她的丈夫，而这个男人他不蒙头，因为他要宣告基督是我们的头。
I fully trust that you have read the lesson on head covering by Watchman Nee, and therefore we will not go into details on this matter.
我完全相信在我们中间很多人已经读过那一篇尼托生弟兄所写的关于蒙头的课程，所以我不会再详细的去讲里面的内容。
HCA circulated PDF copies of this lesson via email in English and Chinese.
而且教会在这个电子邮件里面把中英文两个版本都已经寄给大家了。
If anyone has not received for any reason, kindly contact Brother Raikan or Brother Robert Tzu.
所以如果你没有因为任何原因没有收到这两个文件的话，请你与孔英弟兄或者是许君清弟兄联系。
As the couple begin their married life, they will commit themselves, their decisions and preferences to one another in the Lord, in the fear of God, with the new man as their common denominator.
所以当一对夫妻他们开始婚姻之后，那他们就要把自己把他们的决定喜好在主里彼此的顺服因着敬畏神的关系 以这个新人成为他们的共通。
And wife comes under the headship of husband and joins her husband in all the matters because he is her person by marriage.
那妻子呢就进入这个以丈夫为头这件事之内，因为呢她与丈夫是在凡事上联合的。
She would have no personal preferences like she had before the marriage.
那她就再没有在结婚之前那样自己的意志了。
It will be a joint preference under the headship of husband because both have become one body and the husband is her person.
那在她丈夫做头这个实际之中呢，他们就有一个共同的同一的喜好，因为两个人成为一体，而丈夫就成为他的这个人。
This is how we have to take Lord Jesus Christ as a person, laying aside our personal preferences and joining with His preferences.
这就是我们如何接受主耶稣基督成为我们的这个人，而且呢，摆下我们自己的喜好，连于他的喜好。
But here is a caution to husbands.
但现在有一件事要让丈夫们小心的。
Dear brothers, make sure that it is your person in the spirit. The new man is the one who is agreeing with your wife's decisions and not your person in the soul, the old man.
亲爱的弟兄们，我们要确定就是你在灵里的那个人，那个新人来与你的妻子的决定一同来同意，而不是在魂里的那个人，那个是旧人。
Because your head over your wife by your person in the spirit, the new man, and not by your person in the soul, the old man.
因为你是以灵里的那个人，那个新人来做妻子的头，而不是以那个魂里的人，那个旧人来做头。
You are married to your wife with new man as your person.
你是让这个新人成为那个个人之后，再与你的妻子来结合的。
Likewise, a caution to sisters also.
同样的，有一件让姐妹们小心的事。
You are married to your husband with new man as your person.
你与你的丈夫来结合，是照着你里面的新人。
Make sure to know that it is that person in your spirit, the new man, is the one who has absolute capacity.And whom you have to use to come under the headship of her, under the subjection of your husband.
要确定知道是你灵里的那个人，那个新人，只有这个新人才是那个有绝对能力，让你可以顺服丈夫，在丈夫为头的实际下面来生活的。
This only is a true submission.
只有这样才是真实的顺从。
The new man in you is none other than.The new man in your husband.
在你里面的新人与在你丈夫里面的新人并没有区别。
This one new man in both of you is married to Christ.
而这两个人里面的新人又是与基督来结合的。
But what do you do, sister, when your husband fails in his headship?
那姐妹们，如果你的丈夫在做头这件事上失败了，那该怎么办呢？
You need spiritual discernment here.
那你就需要有一个在属灵里面的鉴别。
Follow the new man in you to discern if your husband and his decisions are in the Lord or not in the Lord.
那在你里面这个新人要来求问他，知道有这个属灵的鉴别，你的丈夫有没有是在这个灵里面来跟随主他的决定。
If your husband's decisions are not in the Lord, then what do you do?
那如果你丈夫的决定不在主里，那你该如何做呢？
If your new man in you leads you to agree with your husband's decisions, even though he made his decisions with his old man, do so.
如果在你里面的新人带领你来与你的丈夫同意，虽然他的决定是在他旧人里面而做的话，
Your cooperation with your husband, however, should neither be against spiritual principles nor against your new man's directions.
你可以与他合作，但是呢，却不应该来违反属灵的原则，也不能够违反这个新人的指引。
Decisions in the family are made not because both of you agree.
在一个家庭里面，我们的决定，一起来做这个决定，不是因为我们都同意了。
Decisions are made because Christ, first of all, agrees.
这个决定能够做下来，是因为基督他已经先允许了。
Decisions may not even need to be made by a formal agreement.
甚至这个时候，如果我们一同做一个决定，都不需要有正式的任何协议。
What we have to first of all do in Christian life is to give up our tastes, preferences, and inclinations and say, O Lord, I take you as my person. Your taste is my taste. Your preference is my preference.Your inclination is my inclination.
所以我们在基督徒的生活里面，首先要做的呢，要学的就是放下自己的品味，放下自己的喜好跟倾向，来对主说：“我接受主耶稣基督来成为我的个人。”这个时候，你的品味就是我的品味，你的喜好就是我的喜好，你的倾向就是我的倾向。
This is putting on Christ, preferring Christ's.Preferences over ours.
这个就是如何披戴基督，就是让基督他的感受成为我们的感受。
In the Bible, we find two different statements regarding the matter of putting on.
那在圣经里面，我们看到两处经节提到这个披戴或者说穿上。
One is in Romans 13:14, which says, "Ye put on the Lord Jesus Christ."
在罗马书第十三章十四节里面讲到，说我们要披戴基督。
And the other is in Ephesians 4:24, which says, "Ye put on the new man."
在以弗所书四章二十四节里面讲到，并且要穿上新人。
One is put on Christ, and the other one is put on the new man.
所以一个是披戴基督，一个是穿上新人。
What is the difference between these two statements?
那这两句话有什么不同吗？
Theoretically speaking, they are different, but in essence and practice, they both are the same.
从道理上来讲，这两件事情是不同的，但是从本质跟实行上来讲，两件事情是一件事。
In common understanding, the new man means an individual with new nature.
从一般的来说，在我们的理解里面，新人的意思就是说一个人呢，他有了新的本性。
But in Ephesians 2:15-16, it is different.
但是在以弗所书第二章十五十六节里面却讲另外一件事。
Ephesians 2:15-16, let us read together first verse 15.
以弗所书的第二章十五十六节，让我们先来读第十五节。
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity,
废掉冤仇,
even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Here we find that the Lord created the two, the Jewish and the Gentile believers, in himself into one new man.
在这里面我们看到啊，我们的神呢，他是创造了两下，这两下就是讲到犹太人还有外邦人，是在他自己的里面造成了一个新人。
What is this one new man? We'll find that in verse 16.
那这个新人是谁呢？我们在第十六节可以读到。
Verse 16 together.
我们一起来读十六节。
He might
记在十字架上灭了冤仇
in one body,
借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
Here we find.That these two, Jewish and Gentile categories, are reconciled unto God in one body.
那这里面我们看到，神呢让这两下是两个不同的类别，在他的里面却成为一个身体。
The one new man is the body. The one new man in verse 15 is the body in verse 16.
所以在十五节讲到是这个新人，在十六节讲到就是这一体。
Here, these two verses speak nothing about an individual person or his new nature.
这里面并不是讲到每一个个别的人或者他里面那个新的本性。
The new man is the body of Christ.
而这个新人却是讲到基督的身体。
So, the church is the body of Christ, the one new man.
所以教会就是基督的身体，就是那个新人。
The one new man is a person.
这个新人他也是一个个人。
The person of this one new man is Christ.
而这个新人，这个个人就是基督。
We all together are one new mankind, new humanity, new people, created by Christ in himself.
那我们一起就是这一个新的人类，就是这一个在基督里面，是他在自己里面所造的新人。
The life and the person of this new man is Christ.
这个生命还有这个个人，在这个新人里面都是基督。
We all together have one life and one person in common.
所以我们在这个新人里面都有同一个生命，都有同一个人。
So, to put on Christ means all of us living by this one life and by this one person.
所以穿上新人对我们来讲，就是我们一起来活出这一个生命，来靠着这一个新人而生活。
This is a corporate life or church life.
这就是团体的生命，也是教会的生活。
The church is a new humanity.
这个教会就是新的人。
Therefore, living by this one new life and one person is corporately putting on the new humanity, the one new man.
所以呢，靠着这一个新生命，和一个个人而生活，就是团体的，我们一起来披戴一个新的人性，一个新人。
The content of the new man is Christ, because the new man is made in him, by him, through him, and with his element.
而这个新人的内容就是基督他自己，因为这个新人是借着他，靠着他，也是在他里面造的，是用他的成分。
The new man is full of Christ, and Christ is the person of the new man.
这个新人里面充满了就是基督，而基督就是这个新人。
Therefore, when we put on Christ, we have put on the new man too.
所以当我们来穿上新人的时候，也来穿上这个新人里面的人，就是基督。
These two statements, put on Christ and put on the new man, apparently and theoretically are different because
那这两件事情就是披戴基督还有穿上新人，其实很明显是有不同的。
Number one, Christ is uncreated and the new man is distinctly created.
首先基督不是被造的，但是这个新人却是受造的。
Christ is the head and the new man is the body for the head.
基督他是头，而这个新人呢却是头下面的身体。
And number three, Christ is the bridegroom, a new man is bride, or Christ is the husband, a new man is wife.
而基督呢，他是新郎，这个新人是新妇，或者说基督是丈夫，这个新人是妻子。
This makes us apparently and theoretically assert that Christ is not the new man, and the new man is not Christ.
所以在道理上很明显的我们可以了解，基督不是新人，新人也不是基督。
But in a sense, Christ and the new man are the same.
但是在本质上，基督与新人却是相同的。
Because number one, the new man is created in Christ.
因为第一，这个新人是在基督里面被造的。
Number two,The element of the new man is same as that of Christ.
第二，在这个新人里面的成分与基督是相同的。
And number three, the person of the new man is Christ.
那第三， 这个新人里面的个人是基督。
So, when we put on Christ, we automatically have put on the new man, the church, the body of Christ.
所以当我们披戴基督的时候，自然而然我们就穿上新人，就是教会，也就是基督的身体。
As we learned that putting on Christ was manifesting the characteristics of Christ. Likewise, putting on the new man is manifesting the characteristics of the new man's person, which is again Christ.
所以我们学习到呢，披戴基督就是把基督这个个人的性情彰显出来，但同时呢，穿上新人就是彰显新人里面的这个人，这个人就是基督。
Therefore, there is no difference between these two statements, put on Christ and put on the new man in essence and practice.
所以从本质和从实行上来讲，披戴基督跟穿上新人是一样的。
The doctrine of Christ and the new man being the same as well as difficult, same as well as different may be difficult to get it.
那关于基督与新人是相同又有不同这样的教导呢，也许并不容易让人明白。
The reason for not getting it is a missing link in our understanding of the new man.
那对这个新人不能去明白呢，这个原因是因为我们有一个缺失的一环。
If you miss a link in the chain, you end up having two pieces of chains, one on that side and one on this side.
如果在这一条链之中缺失了一环的话，那我们就等于有两个隔断的链，一个在这边，一个在那一边。
If you miss a link in the new man, you end up having two pieces of a new man, one the body and the other the head.
但没有这个连接这一环的时候，我们就在新人里面有了两段了，一个就是身体，一个就是头。
The missing link is Christ as a person.
那这个缺掉的一环是什么呢？就是基督成为个人。
There's a significant difference between the body and the new man.
这个里面的意义就是讲到我们身体就是这个新人。
The emphasis in the body is on life.
在身体里面所强调的是什么呢？总是强调生命。
The emphasis in the new man is on the person.
而在新人上强调的是这个人。
What makes a human being a person is that he not only has life in his body, but also a person inside that body to express that life.
那什么是让一个人类成为人呢？是因为他不仅身体上是有生命的，而且呢，他身体里面还有一个人，让这个身体可以彰显这个人在外面的生命。
Without a person, we are not human beings.
如果没有这一个人的话，其实我们不能成为人。
Likewise, since the church is the new man, it needs a person.
同样的，教会也需要有一个人。
If the church were merely a body, it would need only life.
如果教会只是身体单独的话，那它只需要生命就可以了。
However,Since the church is also the new man, the church needs a person, and this person is Christ.
但是教会呢，却需要是一个新人里面的这个人，这个人就是基督在教会里面这个人。
Christ is the person in the church.
基督就是在教会里面的这个人。
In the new man, there is room only for Christ.
在新人里面应该这个房间只是单单为着基督的。
He is all the members of the new man, and he is in all members.
他是新人里面所有的肢体，他也是在所有的肢体之中的。
He is everything in the new man.
他是新人里面一切的一切。
In order for Christ to be our person,He needs to make his home in our hearts.
为了要让基督成为我们的个人，他需要在我们里的心里面来住在家中。
For this reason, we need to make room in our being to allow Christ to occupy us and be our person.
所以为着这个原因，我们需要在我们里面为他来制造他的房间，让他允许基督可以来占领，也可以成为我们的个人。
Let us read two verses together, Galatians 2:20 and Philippians 1:21.
下面让我们再一起来读两个章节，一个是在加勒太书二章二十节，一个是在腓立比书一章二十一节。
Together, Galatians 2:20a, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Philippians 1:21, but to me, to live with Christ and to die is gain.
死了就有益处。
These verses indicate that Christ desires to be our person.
这些章节告诉我们，基督他要成为我们里面那个个人。
Also, Ephesians 2:21 and 22.
还有在以弗所书的二章二十一到二十二节，我们一起来读。
Together, verse 21, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. 22, in whom ye also are builded together,
成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Here we see that we are the temple in which God wants to dwell.
这里面我们看到，我们就是主的圣殿，他要住在其中。
Ephesians 3:17.
以弗所书三章十七节。
Let's read together.
我们还是一起读。
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love. This means that Christ wants to make his home in all of our hearts and be the person of all of our hearts.
这里面的意思是讲到基督要让我们的心成为他的家，而他呢是我们心里的那一个人。
He is in all of us as one person.
他在我们的全体里面是那一个人。
God desires to dwell in us, not only to be our life, but also to be our person.
神他想要住在我们里面，不光成为我们的生命，他要成为那一个人。
Just as we each have a person, the church as a great corporate man also has a person.
就像我们每一位里面都有那一个人一样，那作为教会这个极大的团体，我们也都同样要有一个人。
The person in you is the person who is in me.
在你里面那一个人就是在我里面那一个人。
He is my person, your person, and our person.
他是你的个人，是我的个人，也是我们的个人。
We all have one person.
我们都只有这一个人。
This person is Christ, the person of the new man.
这就是基督，是那个新人里面的个人。
This teaching that Christ is our person is vital.
这个教导就是基督他是我们的个人，是非常必不可少的。
Let us suppose that someone in the family or in the church has a problem with subjection or obedience.
让我们来设想一下，在我们家中或者在教会里面，有一个人在那个服权柄这件事上是有难处的。
One might choose certain options to correct this particular person.
那我们在更正这个人的时候，有许多的方式来选择。
Let us suppose that the first option is correcting by rebuking.
那我们来设想，第一个选择就是借着指责来更正他。
Many of us know that rebuking has risks, especially when repeated according to Proverbs 29:1.
但我们都知道指责有它的那个危险性，而且在箴言里面二十九章特别讲到那个重复的指责是非常有害的。
So the second option may be correcting by loving.
也许第二个选择就是借着爱来更正。
As a good Christian, one might opt to unconditionally love that person and wait for that unconditional love to change that person.
那作为一个好的基督徒，也许我们是要用那个无条件的爱来爱这个人，而且在这个无条件的爱里面等候他来改变。
Dear brothers and sisters, permit me to say this on the second option.
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，请允许我在这个第二个选择里面讲一些话。
Your unconditional love will not work.
你这个无条件的爱是不会成功的，
Please,
不会有作用的。
Please do not misunderstand me to be suggesting you to not to love unconditionally.
请你不要这样听下来，以为我是在建议我们不要用这个无条件的爱去爱一个人。
Loving unconditionally is taken for granted.
因为在无条件的爱里面来爱一个人是理所当然的。
What I'm saying is not to love.
所以我讲的不是说不去爱。
What I'm saying is that it will not work.
我要讲的是它没有功用。
Because that person's receiver to receive your unconditional love is not working.
因为这个人他的那个接受器，接受无条件的爱的那个器官是没有用处的。
That receiver is a new man.
而这个接受器应该是个，就是他的新人。
And the third option may be instructing on reckoning of oneself to be dead.
那第三个选择就是去告诉他，就说向着罪要看自己是死的。
One who is familiar
算自己是死的 ，sorry.
One who is familiar with Romans chapter 6 or one who has read Watchman's Normal Christian Life will tell the person who has problem with the subjection or obedience like this.
那一个人呢，他如果是非常熟悉罗马书第六章，或者读过尼托生弟兄那个正常的基督徒生活这本书的话，那对这一个在顺服上面有问题，在服权柄上面有问题的人可能会这么讲。
You are not dead, and therefore you have a problem with subjection and obedience.
因为你这个人还没有死，所以你在顺服上，在服权柄这件事上是有问题的。
You need to reckon yourself dead according to Romans 6:11.
那根据罗马书第六章十一节，你应该算自己是死的。
Dear brothers and sisters, permit me once again to say this, even on this third option.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，容许我在这第三个方式上面再来讲一些话。
This reckoning either will not work.
那这个算也没有任何的作用。
Because the old man in him cannot do this.
因为他在里面的在他里面的旧人是不可能做这件事的。
Only new man can do this, and in this case, that new man is not functioning.
只有他里面的新人可以来做这件事，但是这个时候他里面的新人却是不能起任何作用的。
So don't immediately teach subjection to someone who is not coming under subjection, or obedience to someone who is not coming under obedience, or to reckon oneself to be dead when one is not able to reckon.
所以我们不要马上来教导一个不能服权柄的人来服权柄，或者来教导一个不能顺服的人来顺服，或者教导一个不能算自己是死的人来算自己是死的。
What you want to first of all teach is how to take Christ as their person.
那你要教导的就是如何让基督成为我们的个人。
This only can work.
只有这件事才能有用处。
If there are squanderers in the family, you don't have to now tell them, don't buy this or that when they go for shopping.
如果你家里有一个人很喜欢挥霍的话，那不要跟他讲去那个购物的时候不要买这个，不要买那个。
They will go for shopping with Christ and buy exactly what you desire them to buy in your heart.
如果他们去购物是在基督里跟他一起去的话，那他就可以买那个你心中让他想买的。
If everyone in the family takes Christ as their person, there's only one man living in the family.
如果一个家庭里面每个人都接受基督成为我们个人的话，那在这个家里面只有一个人。
If there are four persons living in a family, all these four persons should be living as one new man with Christ as their person.
所以如果家里有四个人的话，这四个人他们应该都是照着这个新人，就是基督来生活，让基督成为他们的个人。
This is putting on Christ collectively, expressing Christ by taking Christ as our person.
这个就是我们团体的一起来披戴耶稣，而让基督成为我们的个人。
This is a normal family life.
这是一个正常的家庭生活。
Such a family by itself or such families together make a wonderful local church and represent the universal church.
如果有一个这样去生活的家庭，或者有一些这样的家庭在一起的话，就可以活出一个美好的这个地方的教会，但是也来代表这个宇宙的教会。
Church has failed because families have failed.
那教会的失败是因为家庭失败了。
Families have failed because husbands primarily have failed.
那家庭失败是因为主要这些丈夫们他们在做头的事上来失败了。
Before the church becomes one new man, each family has to become one new man.
当教会要成为一个新人之前，每一个家庭要先成为一个新人。
May there be an awakening in us, especially in husbands as the heads of the families, to take Christ as their person and lead every member of the family to take Christ as their person to live a normal Christian life, a normal family life, and a normal church life.
所以愿意在我们中间有一个觉醒，愿意尤其在我们的丈夫之中，在家里做头的这些人里面，接受基督成为他们的个人，而且带领家里的每一个成员来接受基督成为他们的个人。这个时候我们可以来活出一个正常的基督徒生活，活出一个正常的家庭生活，也活出一个正常的教会生活。
May the Lord bless his word.
愿意神祝福他自己的话语。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Loving Father, we thank Thee for Thy Son, Lord Jesus Christ, who died, rose again, ascended, and descended again to come into us, to live in us.
爱我们的父啊，我们感谢你，因为你让你的儿子来到我们这里，他受死，他复活，他升天，现在也住在我们的里面，成为我们里面的人。
He is our life.
他是我们的生命
，our law，
我们里面的律
，our power，
我们的能力
，our person，
也是我们的人。
We thank thee for the sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, which was required for the creation of the one new man.
我们为耶稣基督在十字架上的受死、埋葬、复活来感谢你，主啊，因着你的牺牲。这是一个新人能够被创造的先要条件。
Now we are that one new man, the church, the body of Christ, as a family and families together.
现在教会可以成为那一个新人，就是基督的身体，而且家庭也可以成为一个新人。
Lord Jesus Christ is our head.
主耶稣基督，你是我们的头。
May every family live as one new man with Christ as its person.
愿意每一个家庭都活在这一个实际里面，就是他们里面的新人的这个人就是基督自己。
May thou thus be magnified.
愿意你自己可以被彰显。
May the Lord Jesus Christ thus be satisfied to come soon.
愿你主耶稣基督你得满足，而且你可以快来。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
如此的感谢跟祷告是奉着我们的主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.